Emily Rosiedenshaw shows me her phone. She's been using a flashcard app to practice Haida. It's totally customizable. She can create the cards and share them with her teachers and friends. On one of the cards, is a picture of a horse grazing in a field, and it's broken down by cuts of meat.
And then the second picture is a cartoon, the one in English, saying, "I have horse meat for sale." It's a picture of a horse head inside a burger.
I should point out, it's a costume horse head.
Yeah,
not like a real horse head.
A cartoon horse head, you know, and it just, for me, it just makes it funny and it makes it more interesting. Today's Haida phrase is skusi dukin.
Haidas arrived in Southeast a few hundred years ago. Some left their ancestral village of Haida Gwaii, which is now part of Canada. They settled in villages on Prince of Wales Island. Edenshaw says Haida's grammar structure is similar to Spanish. And like Spanish, it can sound like a foreign language.
Being native, you're kind of disappointed that you don't know your own heritage language. It's hard to work past that sometimes.
Edenshaw has practiced Haida for over a decade. Her family moved to Heidelberg when she was a kid, and she started picking words up.
You know, like thank you, howa, huxta, hurry up. You hear that one a lot.
But she says it was hard to learn more complex phrases. In college, she was able to take a free class taught by a linguist.
And then after that, I really fell in love with the language, and I wanted to write poetry in Haida. I wanted to dream in Haida, so I continued to practice with it.
She says part of that meant finding someone to speak Haida with, to use words and phrases that are relevant in conversation today.
Hello, today's word is hinda, and that's goe.
Edenshaw met Susie Lee Edwardson in Haida class. In their YouTube video, a picture of Grumpy Cat flashes on the screen. You know, Grumpy Cat, celebrity meme. It's had over 200 views. Their YouTube channel has about 145 subscribers, which may not seem like a lot. But remember, Alaska's fluent Haida speakers are in the single digits. Edwardson has been studying it about 3 years. And she says she didn't grow up speaking the language. Her parents spoke a word here and there.
But in my head, they were just saying something weird, and it didn't really connect with me as it was something that's part of me. But when I got into college and I started learning the language, and I started learning the language with my family, it just felt really good. And it felt like you're going into a community that you weren't a part of all your life.
The number of fluent Haida speakers has been declining for the last 100 years. Boarding schools enforced a strict ban on native languages. Edwardson says it's a serious topic, but they're trying to make learning Haida fun. It's involved some compromise. She took down one of their YouTube videos because some found it offensive. In that video, she said the Haida word for penis. Okay, maybe they took it a little further and said tiny penis. But Edwardson says they don't want to offend anyone.
Like, the little radical in me is like, it's the language, but at the same time, we want it to be accessible. And if families are going through the YouTube videos and they find something that they don't want their kids to learn yet, I don't want them to stay away from the language.
Then there's also the issue of finding ways to express modern notions. But Edenshaw says that's totally doable.
We asked the elders, you know, what would make this work? What can we do to translate this into Haida so we'll all understand it, and then we can use just Haida vocabulary and we can express ourselves and our thoughts and what we're doing nowadays.
The Haida phrase for computer literally means the box that knows everything. A cell phone is a purse phone or a wallet phone.
Spinach is now iron leaf in Haida.
And she says having the web to connect with others has been huge. Haida language learners has received messages from a teenage fan in New York. They've helped people in remote communities say goodbye to a loved one in Haida. Edenshaw recently quit her day job to focus on language revitalization full-time. And she wants people to know, Haida isn't dead.
We can bring back the language. You know, we can't bring back every single piece of the culture, but we can bring back the important parts that will make us feel whole and feel right with the world.
She hasn't dreamed in Haida yet, but she is writing poetry. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.